From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer said late Monday the United States has identified potential preparations for a chemical attack and warned that if Syrian forces carry out another chemical attack, they would pay a heavy price. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said Monday's statement was a message.
I think in seeing the warning that the president put out last night, it is very much letting them know we are not going to give you a pass for using chemical weapons on men, women, and children.
Navy Captain Jeff Davis, the Pentagon's director of press operations, told reporters Tuesday the information gathered by military officials emerged over the last few days, but became more compelling in the last day. The Syrian activity involved specific aircraft in a specific hangar known to be associated with chemical weapons use. The United States on Tuesday declared China as among the world's worst offenders in human trafficking and forced labor, placing it alongside countries the U.S. has long disparaged, such as Iran, North Korea, and Syria. United States Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said addressing human trafficking had global implications.
Breeds corruption. It undermines the rule of law. It erodes the core values that underpin a civil society.
The annual U.S. State Department report downgraded China to its lowest Tier 3 rating, saying it has not met the minimum standards for the elimination of trafficking and is not making sufficient efforts to do so. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang said China strongly opposes the United States speaking irresponsibly. For in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A wave of cyber attacks that hit Ukraine and Russia is spreading beyond the borders of those two countries, wreaking havoc on government and corporate computer systems in Europe and across the Atlantic. VOA's Andrew Palcheski.
Banks, government offices, and airports in Ukraine were among the first to report the cyber attack. Multiple international firms also reported being affected on Tuesday. IT experts have identified the virus as a type of ransomware, a program that is often used to hold data hostage until a payment is delivered. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said it is monitoring the attacks and is in contact with its international and domestic partners.
Europol's European Cybercrime Center has told anyone affected by Tuesday's attack to report the crime to national police and encourage them not to pay any ransom requested by the hackers. U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen relayed her hope that another repeat of the financial crisis will not occur in our lifetimes.
So I think the system is much safer and much sounder. As I mentioned, we're doing a lot more to try to look for financial stability risks.
Yellen spoke at the British Academy in London and said the banking reforms put in place in recent years have made the financial system safer and that the world should be able to avoid the type of devastating crisis that struck the global economy in 2008. One growing concern among some in the financial markets is that some asset prices, such as stocks and housing, are beginning to look a bit overpriced in the way they did before the financial crisis struck. But Yellen said the system is better able to handle any shocks that may occur if investors begin dumping assets out of concerns about a future financial threat. Colonel Maksim Shapoval, head of the Special Operations Unit for Ukraine's Military Intelligence Branch, was killed Tuesday morning by an explosive device planted in his car. An official statement on the Ministry of Defense website said the incident was being classified as a terrorist act. A security camera in the nearby building caught the explosion on video. A source in law enforcement told the Kiev news site, lb.ua, that Shapoval may have been killed in response to his espionage work in the Russian-occupied territories in Ukraine's Donbas region. According to the source, Shapoval was involved in the planning of and participated in raids behind enemy lines to find evidence of Russian military involvement in Ukraine. Shapoval is the second high-profile officer to have been killed by a car bomb in 3 months. Apart from car bombings, Kiev has also seen two high-profile assassinations since 2017. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.